Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, June 19th, 2023. I have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks?
No.
Hearing none, moving down the agenda, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 472016 through 472111. Warrants 8170 through 8171. 4, journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for June 12th and June 13th, and then a June 12th executive session.
Any concerns?
No.
I move to approve the regular session minutes for June 12th, 2023 and June 13th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for June 12th,
2023. Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. At this time, we have a planning and zoning rezone request.
Okay.
Is next on our agenda, so at this time, I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Scott Sterrett.
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the June 19th, 2023 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet and give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So before you this morning, we have two orders. We have order number 06-19-2023-01 and 02. I will run these through as a public hearing in my presentation as one presentation because they're side by side. So on June the 12th, 2023, the Planning Commission motion to approve did not pass for the recommendation to the County Commission to approve the following rezone requests. One, at 514 Skyline Road, parcel number 18-2.0-10-004-001-028.000 and 518 Skyline Road, which is parcel number 18-2-10-004-001-037.009. The existing parcels are zoned R2, 1 and 2 Family Residential District. The rezoning request is for NR3, which is Multifamily Nightly Rental District. So if we look up here on the screen, I've got our two parcels highlighted. This is State Highway 265, this is Animal Safari, this is Skyline Road, Skyline Drive, and here's Skyline Road. Here's our zoning layer. Of course, this is for R2. The light yellow is all R1. The white's A1. And our black is, gray is incorporated. So that's City of Branson. We got 514 on the north parcel and 518 is the southern parcel. And there's just a pictometry view. And I tried to take a picture from the driveway, so this is looking back to the north from their drive. And I turned and looked south. And with that, I'd take any questions or turn it over to the applicant.
At this time, I would allow the applicant to come up and speak to the commission.
Hello, Jason Hyde from Shreveport, Louisiana. And we've been doing vacation rentals for about 5 years here in the Branson area. We've owned 514 and have a conditional use permit for about a year and a half now. And so we purchased the other side and we just hadn't got to it yet. So basically, we were asking for some zoning to allow nightly rental. It's a duplex at 518. So,
you purchased the one and you do nightly rental on it?
Yes, ma'am. We have a conditional use permit on 514. And I believe, honestly, I think that's what we asked for first, 518. They said they weren't doing conditional use permits anymore for 518. So we applied for NR3 is what we did.
So you was never denied the 518?
514, no, ma'am, we were not. Well, actually, they fussed about the road, some neighbors, and that's what they did this last week, too. But we did a video, drone video of two cars driving down the road side by side, MoDOT owns the road, and then they passed it, and we had no issues, no complaints for the last year and a half since we've been doing it.
Okay. So you've never went before planning and zoning on the 518 for a conditional use?
No, ma'am, we have not.
Thank you.
Sorry, you stated that you're under the understanding they aren't giving out any more conditional use permits?
That's what they explained when we called and filed to pay for the permit. Yes,
sir. Is that correct?
For R2. R1, R2, R3, you cannot apply for a conditional use permit. Their only option is to rezone. This is an R2 parcel, so it's one of those that was taken out for the conditional use nightly rental.
So my understanding is your conditional use for 514 stands as long as you own the property,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And you've had that for how long now? The 514?
A year and a half, around January of last year.
Last year.
December 21st, or December 2021 was when that was issued.
What is the occupancy of each?
One is a 5-bedroom, one is a 6-bedroom. My partner that's not here mainly handles it. I would say 12 to 16 people per side.
When I went to look at the property, my GPS would not find it. Where it directed me was, so I spent a little time going around trying to find out what is the best way. How do you get there?
I just go down Skyline and turn the driveway, so I turn Animal Safari. I don't know all the streets because I am from Louisiana, to be honest with you. Turn Animal Safari off the main road. What's the name of that main road? Okay, 260. Oh. I turn off it on Animal Safari and just go down Skyline, maybe a quarter mile. There's five or six nightly rentals right there at the corner where I turn at. And it's the first house on the right, Skyline. And it has a long driveway, so it's kind of hidden back there by itself. It has a bunch of woods behind it, and it views over the chateau off the balcony.
Okay.
So you can't see any of the other houses from our house.
I'm assuming I finally got to the right spot. I went through Skyview and back down and then around. And when I came to where I skylined, where it would direct me there, there is one, it's paved for a certain way, and then it goes to the house that sits below,
yes,
a very
ma'am.
Nice house.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'm at, it looked to me like you would be on the other side, the wooded area. Is that
No? The wooded area is behind us, I guess, looking off the back side of the house. Yes, the paved road stops at our house because the people we bought it from paved the road, because it's actually a MoDOT road, to our driveway and then down our driveway, if that makes sense.
It's a MoDOT road?
Yes. Yes. Or Skyline Drive is. And then that neighborhood, I think there's only two houses besides ours on Skyline Drive, because that other neighborhood you go in has a separate entrance.
Scott, can you zoom out or can you pull up a different map?
Oops, wrong way, sorry. So the driveway sits on a MoDOT right-of-way. It's part of the high road, future high road. This unzoned parcel is right-of-way for future road. That Skyline Road, which ends up being their drive, which they provided a easement document from MoDOT to use that right-of-way as their driveway. And it ends right here.
Okay, that's the road up and up.
Yep.
Can you drag it down and over just a little bit. Nope, the other way. There you go. So you can see right there, Sheila, I believe, coming up over and down.
Yep, 265, right on Animal Safari, and then right on Skyline Drive, and then you turn right on Skyline Road.
Have you signed up, or are you?
Yeah, I just don't know about the order number for those cases.
Do what?
I can build it for
you. Okay.
Were you wanting to talk, or were you just trying to get?
Well, I live above that property right there.
Okay, so you're not with the applicant?
No.
Okay. Okay, then yeah, we'll get to the opposition in a moment. You don't have any other questions?
No, no.
Commissioner Wyatt?
No, no.
Okay. This time, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here to speak for the applicant? Sir?
Good morning. Brad Youngblood, Branson, Missouri. As Jason was stating, we had came back in last January to get the conditional use permit for 514, and at that time it was all about mainly the roads again, but we went out and demonstrated that, which I don't know if we still have those records or not, that basically we took two cars down that road side by side with a drone video leading us right into that property. And so that was, you know, we wanted to make sure and clear that hurdle, you know, before anybody wanted to, you know, basically talk about the road again. And then not to mention coming down, we had people showing up that it really didn't even pertain to this. You had people from the other end of the neighborhood showing up for this, which had no effect or bearing on them whatsoever. You come in off 265, you pass three homes that are residential, and then everything else as you come in is vacation rental. And we had pictures of this property because it sets so deep down into that little holler.